Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Monkeys. Bears. Snakes. Crocs. Duck-billed platypuses. What do they have in common? They're animals, and they will kill you. Ah! Ben Eskin are here to keep you informed and save your lives as they go deep into the heart of darkness. It's time for shocking jungle exploration in Around the Wildlife.
Thank you, Steve. Lots of stories to get to in Around the Wildlife, including, would you believe there was a gator sighting in Fort Worth?
What?
Earlier in the week.
Really? How did my mom go all the way out there and then come all the way back out here to Rockwall?
Now, this one will not be your mom. This is just an alligator.
Okay.
A 4-foot alligator was seen taking a stroll near Eagle Mountain Lake. Now, that is in the area, I believe that's West Fort Worth.
Isn't that by...
I think it's the place you went to, right?
Well, I thought...
That's by the Eagle's Nest.
The Eagle's Nest.
Oh, yeah.
That's right by the Eagle's Nest.
Yes.
Are you not talking about the mountains of Burleson that I go to sometimes?
No.
Camping. I go camping out there.
Yeah, Coolenburn.
That's where Shippy gets lost.
And he's the mayor of the radio.
That's right.
So they saw a Dallas-Fort Worth Wildlife Control found a gator that was in the road, and it was holding up traffic. It was just walking across the street.
It was a traffic cop gator?
Would you guys like to see a couple of pictures?
Yeah.
Are they safe for work?
Alligators are ornery because they got all them teeth, but no toothbrush.
That looks like the way that there's like a bunch of pictures all paired together there of different sizes. It looks like you're trying to make sure that we're not a computer.
No.
Click on the pictures that contain an alligator.
Yeah, or traffic lights.
See,
it makes sense.
No,
that thing looks like it's ready to calf.
Now, they said the Dallas to calf.
I don't know what the proper term
it's
is.
Not a saying.
Mr. Randall Kennedy of the Dallas-Fort Worth Wildlife Control, he says that people don't expect to see alligators in DFW and to look out because they are moving before it gets too hot. This area, right before it gets really hot, like the 100s in the summer,
right,
is when they're out and about. They've been seen in the Trinity River before.
Ooh.
And he mentioned specifically residents of Lake Worth, Azle, you know, those areas a little in the western part of the Metroplex. Keep your eyes open because the gators are out and about.
There's a lot of movement coming to the DFW because it's easy to live. The economy is good. A lot of job opportunities. So I'm in no way surprised that gators would be moving to this area because it is a very popular area to move
right
to.
And the gator that I know has always been hot, so it's not like moving just because it's getting hot.
Yeah.
Don't look at her when you say that.
I winked at her.
I saw that,
and she looked at me very concerningly.
Papa will kick your ass. He has got
old sunglasses.
I've seen him whoop ass.
There's no question.
So I'm just telling
you. No question.
You do what you do. I'm just telling you.
I remember about 5 or 6 years ago doing a story on this show, 2013. It was maybe right after the period where I was taken off the air. And we were talking about some of the issues going on in the Florida Everglades.
Yes.
Where not only were we having anacondas moving west. Remember they were having those anaconda hunts?
Yeah.
But they were also having alligators that were moving west out of that part of the world.
Now
I'm beginning to wonder if this gator situation that we're having in the Metroplex is over 6 years' time. It's given those alligators enough time to kind of trot over into Texas as they've been moving west.
Now, there's a key error, I think, in your story. You said anacondas. I don't think anacondas are on the move. I think it was pythons.
Pythons, sorry, yeah.
That's a massive difference.
I always get them mixed up.
There's a massive difference because a python wants to cuddle with you, and it might choke you out, but it's really not. An anaconda will straight eat you.
Yes, you're right. Python.
Yeah.
So there's the gator story, gator coming up at 4 o'clock. Another alligator story, though. We go to Florida for this one. There was a alligator lounging. Someone got home from their house. They have a nice house, a nice pool in the backyard, living on the golf course. Mm. They get in their backyard, and their kid had left a pool float out in the pool, and it was an alligator pool float that you're just lounging on.
Okay.
Well, on that alligator pool float was another alligator, and it was kind of humping it.
So I was getting in on the inflatable market?
Yeah, it's actually kind of a reverse situation. but I think that's a funny thing to walk in on, an animal on its same inflatable friend.
Is it doing it for arousal purposes?
Was it trying to ride the HOV, or what was it doing?
I don't know. I feel like they said that it was also the alligators in the middle of the pool, okay, on the inflatable pool float. And then the story, it said it was taunting their dog.
I mean, it's no different than a love robot.
That's I was thinking the same
or
thing.
Or doll. Yeah. Love doll.
I think
mannequin.
I think it was an amour situation.
You have a bunch of mannequins at your place, KT?
No, just stuffed bears.
Oh.
Yeah, Barry.
All playing jug bands.
Barry, I just took my Dallas Stars hoodie off Barry a couple weeks ago and slid a Ranger hoodie on Barry.
Oh, because it gets hot in the summer?
No, I'm just out of hangers, so.
That's a great bit.
I put my hoodie on the stuffed animal.
Have all your clothes you're not wearing just on various stuffed animals around your apartment?
Elsewhere and around the wildlife, guys, sad story to report.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
A zoo in Illinois is a, what? You know, they've got a class. It's the end of the year.
Did he pronounce the S?
It's did. Illinois. Illinois. Yeah, come on, feel the Illinois. So kind of end of the year school trip, right?
Right.
You've made it through another tough year of learning.
Okay.
So let's bring all the kids out to the Miller Park Zoo. Well, a kid throws a rock and hits a flamingo.
Oh God.
The flamingo gets knocked out and they have to euthanize it.
Oh.
They're on the same day of the field trip.
They did that. What did they do with the kid?
Because of concussion?
The kid is now serving a life in prison.
Hold on.
Prison.
The flamingo didn't die, but it got knocked out and then came back to it. And right when it came back to, they put a hospital pillow over its face and suffocated it?
Kind of enough. It broke his leg and caused injuries that led to it being put down. And if you break a flamingo's leg, they're not recovering.
They can't race anymore.
It's like an Alan Hearn situation.
Right.
Like, where they're doing well in rehab ahead of schedule.
So
they're kind of done.
They shut it down. How old was the kid again?
You know what? It doesn't say in the story. So I immediately thought junior high.
Okay.
That's what I immediately
thought.
So
pretty big rock, and he hit a flamingo in the leg and just busted its leg. And it passed out?
Well, he's knocked out. He was knocked unconscious.
See, I think he hit the flamingo in the head, and as it was going down, it broke its leg.
Rolled its ankle?
Yeah. I think it rolled its ankle after it got knocked out in the head with a rock.
The zoo said it's working with the student's family to make sure that this is a learning experience.
So they're going to open his eyelids, and they're going to keep them taped open and just show him disturbing images for 24 straight hours.
Hey, if you want to see a cocky animal, though, the flamingo, I mean, the way they prance around. And they're always in your front yard for some, like, charity bit.
What are the cockiest animals?
Peacock, by far.
Cockiest,
yes,
by far?
By far. That thing.
Okay. Yeah, that's up there. Like, I mean, but that's their job.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's part of what they're on Earth for, is to look pretty.
What?
They're like the model of animals.
I like
They're the Met Gala animal.
I like peacocks for what's inside.
Their heart?
Yeah.
I think a giraffe is a very elegant, sexy creature.
The giraffe?
What? Man, this is so weird. So,
what is the sexiest animal?
It's a weird question in general. So we got a third dog. I think I told you guys this.
Yes, yes.
It's this little rat dog.
Come on, dude. Don't sell that dog short.
Oh, dude. It's 12 pounds. It's the size of that sandwich right there. And I swear to God, that dog's man dog parts are about 5 times as big as it should be. And so the dog can't sit down properly. I'm telling you, like, of the 12-pound dog, 5 pounds is dong.
That's got a dong pod? Tripod?
It's got a dong tripod. And just gigantic sack.
Good for him.
It's just so weird, though.
Sack, too?
Yeah, because we haven't had that around the house. And I'm like,
is he aggressive?
He's 12 pounds.
But is he aggressive?
Like, he'll run up and he'll bark at Roxy. Roxy, like, what are you doing? You're tiny. Stop.
And then he lifts his leg and is like, oh.
Yeah.
But is he, like, running things? Like, pimping?
Well, nah, not yet. He doesn't know yet. He's like,
is he a player?
He's 10 months.
He still thinks
the other dogs have cooties.
Yeah.
He's a puppy?
He's a puppy.
Wow. So it's a chosen one.
It's the chosen one. But, you know, we're going to get rid of that thing pretty quick.
What? So. Get it out there on the dog modeling dong circuit.
No. That's a weird circuit to be on. And I think it'll probably take the edge off a little bit if we go ahead and take care of that.
Oh, no.
There's
got to
be some. There's got to be some contest we can get him, man. Yeah, right? Aren't there like dog dong contests?
I don't think so. I think that's
the people's champion. I don't. I'd rather not.
I think it's.
Let me have that dog. If you're.
Yeah.
Well, if you're gonna.
No, I like this, Ben. You guys heard it here. Ben just has now as a third dog.
If you're gonna castrate that dog, I'd like to allow it to come out to Light Farms and live peacefully. It just has a stud of the community.
You would spend 30 seconds with this dog, and you would be so out. Did I show you the before and after picture of the haircut?
No.
Oh man,
I need to see that
live coverage. I put this on the old Instagram if you want to see it there at the house at Skin Wade. But you know, sometimes you get a haircut, Ben, and it just doesn't work out that well.
Oh no, this is probably what my kids feel like when I take them to get a haircut.
Look at that.
They're never.
Oh wow.
I mean, did you tell them to take off half its body weight and hair?
So the dog. So it's a before and after. Maybe I'll tweet that out at Skin Wade. The dog on the left. Oh, that's another weird thing about the dog. The tongue is too big for its mouth. So the tongue.
Sexual dog.
It's a sexual dog. The tongue never goes back in its mouth fully. There's always some tongue hanging out of the dog's mouth.
That's why you got it?
That's not why I got it. So, anyways, the dog
got it.
The dog on the left is an adorable Ewok. The one on the right is a sewer rat.
You ruined that dog with the
haircut.
You can't take a prize dong dog like that to supercuts.
You can see how the way the dog is sitting on the left there,
tripod
to the side, because like where do I put all this dong? So, anyways, I'll tweet out this picture if you'd like to see this horrible before and after.
Man, you're not selling that dog right.
Did I tell you what the dog's name is? Bill Ghostbusting Ass Murray.
Oh yes.
You got to say the full name every time you address
him.
Bill Ghostbusting Ass Murray. So, anyways.
Man, I think you should name that dog something else.
Didn't you say your daughter was already trying to change it to Chico or something?
Yeah. I would have named that dog Liam Neeson.
What about Dog Holmes?
the Peter King. Magic Johnson.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.